159. One could wonder. It doesn't always go as planned. Often, there is no plan. Detailed drawings we do not have. Simply brief reminders scribbled on back of hand, a scrap of envelope or scratched in the dirt with a stick. So often, there is no plan at all. We play our hand and watch the cards fall. Watch the way the day dawns and then unfurls. In the street, the carpet of copper and brass autumn leaves long gone in a whoosh of windy autumn. The trees are stark naked now, damp, blackened, reaching up to rake the low grey sky. Winter has the city firmly in its grip, the days quickly draining into dusk. You start to sniffle and sneeze. No wonder, being inappropriately clothed. Should have put a few more layers on for protection. Keep out the cold. First it gets at the extremities, fingers and toes, the tip of your nose, then creeps down your throat to settle in your chest with a shivering chill and itching cough. Feeling drained and vague, surrendering to the inevitable, I take to the bed. Remedy in hand of lemon slice, garlic, hot water, honey and brandy to ward off unwanted intruders. However, the concoction brings on delirium and hallucination instead. I have made a kind of cocoon in the bed, not even my head protruding, as if in hibernation. I am hidden away in my own little void, while my mind strays to other places, or else other places stray into my mind. Through the broom of night I wander, find myself in pyjamas, standing at the top of a mountain, taking in a breathtaking view, stillness and silence, colours cranked up out of proportion. Just look at those spectacular peaks swooping down to a gorge below, and a village down there nestled into the valley. Such serenity, as if time here has no calling, as if through the hourglass the sand is not falling. One could wonder why one dreams of landscapes and settings such as these, and also about the elaborate sojourns that unfold, often convoluted and inconclusive, getting lost and losing keys, waiting endlessly for something, for nobody, missing flights and missing trains. The passport. Where is the passport? Walking the street in underwear or without it. And unsolicited intimacy with the most unlikely of characters. One could wonder why. One could. There I am, standing in my pyjamas, taking in the alpine view, when all of a sudden, and out of nowhere, a tidal wave sweeps in to engulf it all. The valley, the village, and the villagers who must live down there, the winding road up the mountainside, that entire timeless, picturesque scene, gone, lost under a turbulent and troubling sea. with the water's rush, an overwhelming feeling welling up, a feeling of déjà vu and dread, like the aura of an epileptic episode, filling the air with its electric discharge and abandon. One could wonder why. The peaks are mere islands now, the waves lapping at my feet. From across the water, still as a lake by now, this is the stuff of dreams. A dog drifts slowly towards me. It's standing balanced on a floating plank. With time, the dog plus plank come to rest on the shore, right where I stand. The dog steps off the plank and looks up at me, a knowing look of inevitability. Not wagging its tail or apparently requiring anything in return, as the sun drops behind the islands and evening sets in, the dog and I walk away from the water and climb into the back of a lorry waiting there. It is to take us away from here, back down the mountain to whatever waits below. It's an alarming descent, being such a heavy lorry on such a winding, narrow path, cut into rock, brakes groaning, tires balking and sliding, tossing gravel and stones into the void below. And on we go, and on, jolting from side to side in a dark and airless confine. It's hot in here, and I am sweating profusely. I can hardly breathe. Asphyxiating. I think I'm dying, I say to the dog. This lucky dog that has survived the tsunami on a surfboard, unfazed, its wisdom and calm intact. Then, a sudden epiphany. This might be what dying is like, I shout above the rattle and roar of the lorry on its eternal descent. It might be like you are watching a movie and suddenly the film breaks. The screen goes blank, a flash of pure white, then nothing. Just the sound of the broken film, your life momentarily whipping through the cogs of the projector. The dog looks at me. It raises its brow, neither indicating that I am right or that I am wrong, perhaps even slightly concerned about my having an epiphany about what dying is like. One could wonder where such composure and insight comes from, and one could envy that. One could.